They just don't get it. Their minds have become so clouded. Their mentality so distorted. They are completely out of touch with reality. It's like they can't see the reality through the ideology. These people have become so obsessed with the virtue signaling. They've become so obsessed with making sure less than 10% of the population is satisfied that they have completely forgotten about the other 90%. I am sure at one point or another, you have been an invited guest at someone's house. Let's imagine for a second that you're a guest in the house of a preacher. I'm not talking about Jalen Rose, pastor at Woke United Methodist. I'm talking about a real preacher, something that seems to be in short supply these days. We used to have preachers that weren't afraid to speak the truth. They weren't afraid to hurt feelings. They didn't give a shit if you were offended. Today, we have pastors hiding behind the rainbow robe. But anyway, you're a guest at the house of a real preacher. Let's say he's having a dinner party that he's hosting. With an occasion like this, most people would bring a gift. Are you going with a nice bottle of wine or surprising him with strippers for dessert? When you're inside his house, are you going to curse, use foul language? Will you plop your feet up on the kitchen table? Are you heading straight for the refrigerator to check out what he has to eat or drink? Will you forget to flush the toilet, leaving him a nice little surprise in the bathroom? Would you disrespect and denounce his beliefs? Most normal people are not going to behave this way. When you're an invited guest in someone's home, you respect the household. You behave according to the situation. You're not showing up to the home of a Baptist preacher with your prayer rug in hand, asking him which window points best towards Mecca. Unfortunately, we don't have normal people running the U.S. men's soccer team. No, 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 no. It seems to me they are doing their best to emulate the women's soccer team. I guess it kind of makes sense. According to the woke Bible, men are not supposed to be leaders. We don't need that toxic masculinity. Women should be leaders. These men are following in the footsteps of Megan Rapinoe. Oh, Meg. What a wonderful fucking role model. I hope my nephews grow up to be just like Meggie. They already have one thing in common. At some point in their lives, they'll both experience life as prepubescent boys. Maybe by the time they're 16, they too will have purple hair. Perhaps they'll make millions of dollars being a professional victim. Hell, maybe they'll even hit the woke trifecta and get a Sue Bird pregnant with a nice batch of eggs. Yesterday, the World Cup began in Qatar. Now, there's been a lot of fake outrage surrounding the World Cup in the community of shitfucks. Qatar has some of, if not the strictest laws in the world when it comes to homosexuality. Homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. If you're busted holding hands or having a nice round of the butt bongo, you can be sent to prison for 3 years, possibly even given the death penalty. If you identify with one of the other letters of the alphabet, forget about it. There is no such thing as a Rachel Levine in Qatar. You don't want to be questioning Quentin over there. If you dress up as the plus plus for Halloween, hoping to attract lonely men, the only thing pounding your bongo will be the rocks that they're throwing at you. They don't fuck around in Qatar. Earlier this month, a World Cup ambassador in Qatar was on German television. He said on German TV that homosexuality was damaging to the mind. Now, to us here in America, the laws, the mentality in Qatar, it's backwards, it's outdated, antiquated. We don't give a shit about your sexual orientation here in America. It's not illegal over here to hold hands with your lesbian lover as you walk through Central Park. No one's even gonna look at you. This is why I get so aggravated when the mainstream media uses the LGBT community to further their twisted narrative. We have rights and freedoms in America that you're not going to get anywhere else in the world. Yet the shit fucks want to constantly bitch and complain about it. Now, even though we might not agree with the laws in Qatar, when you're a guest in their country, you got to play by their rules. Going into the World Cup, countries that were invited to compete were given a warning by FIFA. Do not turn this into a political event. Do not use our platform to promote your ideology. FIFA even told these countries, more specifically, they told America, let soccer take center stage. Now, they had to issue this warning because many countries competing in the World Cup, they have adopted the slogan, be the change. Ooh, be the change. I love change. Just this morning, I decided to change from a male birthing person to a non-binary toilet seat. I won't be a virgin much longer. According to Yahoo Sports, this directive from FIFA is a violation of the woke commandments. FIFA doesn't seem to embrace the change. They are putting profit over people. The World Cup's not about soccer. It's about sharing the taste of the rainbow. Just to be clear, the U.S. men's soccer team, they have been given explicit instructions to keep the woke bullshit in America. Do not bring it to Qatar. Keep your rainbow flag at home. Come over here, play soccer, represent your country, and go home. Now, that doesn't seem hard to understand, right? You're a guest in a foreign country. They have politely asked you to respect their rules, respect their laws. Seems pretty simple to me. Now, how did our men respond? The men who were supposed to be representing us. What do they do? 24 hours ago, this was the logo for USA Soccer. Nice red, white, and blue. This logo represents America. All of America. All of America. Fast forward 24 hours later, and this is the logo for USA Soccer. Let me ask you something. Who does this represent? Does this logo represent you? Correct me if I'm wrong. I have always been under the impression that the acronym for America was USA. Did I miss the memo when they changed it to LGBT? I thought this movement was all about inclusion. Someone please explain to me how this is inclusive. How is leaving out 93% of the country an example of inclusion? Imagine for a second, the U.S. men's soccer team had replaced the American flag with the Confederate flag. How do you think the media would react? They would be disgusted, and rightfully so. The Confederate flag, it's not a true representation of America. It's offensive to a lot of people. Now, how come we are not seeing that same type of reaction in the mainstream media to the American soccer team replacing the American flag with the rainbow flag? What about this? Remember earlier this year, the Winter Olympics were held in China? On paper, homosexuality is legal in China, but their rights are damn near non-existent. There are no laws in China protecting the alphabetters from discrimination. Employers can outright refuse to hire you over your sexual orientation. The Chinese government banned the portrayal of gay men on television. Hell, if a dude even displays feminine traits, they refuse to show him on TV. It's banned. If you identify as a letter of the alphabet, China is one of the worst places in the world that you can live. Back in February, we didn't hear shit from the mainstream media regarding LGBT rights in China. I don't remember seeing the Olympic logo dipped in every fucking color of the rainbow. Most mainstream media outlets, they defended the Chinese government in the rare instance that they were criticized. But when it comes to the World Cup in Qatar, there is this sudden display of courage and fake outrage. Strange. It's almost like the shitfucks pick and choose when they are going to promote the narrative. Now, I have nothing against gay people. I have nothing against the LGBT community. But it is absolutely disgraceful that the U.S. men's soccer team, U.S., that they replaced the American flag with the rainbow flag. Greg Berhalter, he's the coach of the team. He was asked why they are embracing this Be the Change movement. Listen to his response.
Yeah, we've been talking to the team for the last 18 months about Qatar, about some social issues in Qatar. And we think it's important, like wherever, you know, I think that you know, when we are on the world stage and we are in a venue like Qatar, it's important to bring awareness to these issues, and that's what Be the Change is about. You know, it's not just stateside that we want to bring attention to social issues. It's also abroad. And, you know, we recognize that Qatar has made strides and there has been a ton of progress, but there's still some work to do. And it's just about Be the Change basically represents everyone's individual opportunity to make change and to have change start with them. So I think it's appropriate that we have it here as well.
Okay, let me get this straight. You feel it's appropriate to use someone else's platform to push your own personal ideology? You think it's your role to be an invited guest in someone else's country and tell them how they should be living? Tell them everything they are doing wrong? Dude, you are a fucking soccer coach. You have one job only. Coach soccer. Win matches. As the coach of Team USA, it's also your responsibility to represent all Americans, not just 7% of the population. But go ahead. Keep defying the wishes of FIFA. Keep defying the laws in Qatar. Let me tell you a nice little story about this guy named Bob. Bob made his living pretending to play basketball at the dump level. During the off-season, he would travel over to Russia to showcase his extraordinary talent of airballing free throws. Earlier this year, Bob was going through customs at the airport in Moscow. He had forgotten to take his vape pens out of his luggage before leaving America. The Russians confiscated his vape pens, and they also confiscated the next 10 years of his life. This entire year, Bob has been pleading for the support of his fellow Americans. But because he spent the last 2 years shitting all over his home country, accusing America of mythical racism and mythical misogyny, Bob has found zero support amongst normal people back home. You don't want to find yourself in the same situation as Brittany Griner. On a global stage, you have purposely chosen not to represent America, but to represent your own personal interest. It's going to be interesting to see how much support the U.S. men's team receives during the World Cup. My guess is none. But let me know what you think. U.S. men's soccer team, they replaced the American flag with the rainbow flag. Do you think this is a representation of all of America or just a small portion of America? Will you be supporting them during the World Cup? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.